Hi, it's Victor Perton, that optimism man. And the question we're thinking about today is, are all optimists alike? Or the better question is, do we all think alike? And maybe even the better question is, do we think alike when we're thinking about the future? As you know, the optimism principle is the answer to life's most pressing questions, is optimism. So welcome to that optimism man. The podcast where we explore the science and soul of optimism, fuel for leadership, innovation, and joy. Today, I want to explore a new and fascinating study from Japan that asks the beautiful question, are all optimists alike? And it turns out that we are, at least in the way we envision the future. Professor Yanagizawa and his team at Kobe University conducted a very interesting study. They invited 75 adults to lie in an FRMI machine, that is a functional magnetic resonance imaging machine, which tracks our brain activity by measuring our blood flow. The participants, all Japanese adults, were asked to imagine 30 different future events, half of them positive, half of them negative. And while they visualized those scenarios, the scanner scanned their brain activity. And here's the headline: Optimists' brains light up in harmony, specifically in the medial prefrontal cortex, the region of the brain involved in self-reflection, decision-making, and imagine the future. This suggests something profound. Optimists do not just think positively, they think clearly and coherently. Their thoughts about the future follow similar patterns grounded in optimism, hope, and structure. The researchers even coined a poetic term to describe it, the Anna Karenina principle of optimism. So inspired by the Russian author Tolstoy's famous line, "All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." The study found optimists show a shared brain structure when imagining the future, while pessimists display fragmented, disordered patterns with no alignment. In other words, optimism is structured in our brain, and pessimism and its sources of fear and anxiety are scattered all over the place. That's the science behind what we've always known in practice. Optimists see a clearer path forward, and that clarity is contagious. And that's why optimists are better at leadership, at strategy, at innovation, and they tend to be more resilient. So the study, it's not just about curiosity. It's a leadership insight, a cultural strategy for corporations and countries, and a call to action. Optimism is not blind hope or fantasy. It appears it is neurologically grounded, a coherent way of envisioning tomorrow. So when you bring optimism to leadership, when you bring optimists into leadership, it improves strategy, steadies teams, and unlocks innovation. When you bring it into community, it strengthens resilience, productivity, and invites collaboration. And now we know it shows up in the structure of our brain. So this is not just about personal well-being, it's about national progress. Countries that promote optimism in education, in media, and leadership are not only building people with better moods and better well-being, but stronger minds and more innovative futures. When optimism becomes a shared language, it becomes a shared brainwave. And that's where transformation begins. So, what lessons can you take away for yourself and the people around you? I'd recommend three practices. One is the visualize your best future. In brief, you take 5 minutes to imagine a perfect day in your life 5 years from now. Imagine it in vivid detail, where you are, who you're with, what you're doing, and write it down. Go for a walk afterwards. Do this every 3 months. It trains your brain to think hopefully and structurally. And you can find the instructions on the Center for Optimism website. Then ask optimism-sparking questions. Replace the tired "g'day, how are you?" which often gets the response, not bad or not too bad, with something like, what's been the best thing in your day so far? That small shift, I see it every day as I use it, lightens up people, brings joy, and helps them to focus on the good and build optimism. And then lastly, I think the wisdom that comes out of this study, but more generally, is surround yourself with optimists. Optimism is contagious. The more time you spend with people who expect good things and take action on that basis, the more your brain adopts their patterns of optimism, hope, and clarity. So, finally, are optimists all alike? We're so diverse, but we are alike in the way we vision the future. And when we do it together, our brains think in harmony, we imagine possibility with structure, we create hope with coherence. So optimism is not just a choice. It becomes a pattern, a practice, a path, a habit. And when enough of us think this way and lead this way, we can build this way and the world moves forward with us. So, as we leave this short podcast, I invite you to reflect, what is one way you can bring more clarity, more structure, and more optimism into thinking about the future? That could be your guiding question for today. And until next time, keep smiling, keeping asking ever better optimistic questions, and keep your thoughts aligned with possibility. I'm Victor Perton. This has been That Optimism Man podcast.